ॐ सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
भगवान सेज इन श्लोक नंबर 38 ऑफ चैप्टर 4 नहि ज्ञानेन सदृशं पवित्रम इह विद्यते सदृशं लाइक नहि ज्ञानेन सदृशं पवित्रम इह विद्यते देयर इज नो ग्रेटर और बेटर प्यूरिफायर देन द ज्ञान इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड ज्ञान ज्ञान मीन द नॉलेज नॉलेज ऑफ द सेल्फ वेयर विल आई गेट दिस नॉलेज ज्ञानिनः तत्वदर्शिनः श्लोक नंबर 34 वी हैव टू गेट दिस नॉलेज फ्रॉम द पर्सन हु नोज दिस ट्रूथ ज्ञानिनः द नोअर ऑफ ट्रूथ एंड तत्वदर्शिना मीन्स हु इज अबाइडिंग इन द ट्रूथ फ्रॉम दैट पर्सन वी हैव टू टेक दिस आत्मज्ञान एंड दिस आत्मज्ञान इज बेस्ट प्यूरिफायर इन द वर्ल्ड वाई इट इज बेस्ट प्यूरिफायर इन द वर्ल्ड Because it removes the individuality, it removes the jivatva, it removes ego, it removes sinner. All other sadhanas, they act at the mind level, they purify only mind, jap, tap, ganga, snan, tirth, brahman. These all things will purify your mind only. But they will not remove the doership, they will not remove your ego. This is our experience. We all are doing mala, japa. Doership is there. We all have strong doership. So any sadhanas other than this atmagyan, they will only purify mind. Only atmagyan will remove the doership, ego. What else it will do? Yat gyatva na punar moham evam yasasi pandava. After that you will not be deluded again. What is the delusion? Delusion, we have got a delusion about jagat. We think jagat is real. Vedanta says jagat is not real. We think Atman is not there because I am not able to see, perceive it. But Vedanta says Atman is Sat. It is always there. Jagat is mithya. So this is our moha, this is our delusion. Once we come to know the real characteristic, real nature of this Atman and Anatman, Jagat, then there will be no question of delusion thereafter. Once you come to know 2 plus 2, 4, you cannot make it 6 now. 2 plus 2 is 4 only. You will not again be deluded. Then, yen bhutani asesana drachya atmani yathamai athomai. You will see all beings in your own self. Yourself is the stratum of the whole world. Everything is within our own self. Then what else will do? Api chedasi papebhya sarvebhya papakritam sarva gyan plamenaiva vrijanam santrishyati all papa. All the sins which we have done, all will be destroyed. We can cross over. we can cross over. By this raft of knowledge, by this boat of knowledge, all sins can be destroyed. And Jnanagni Sarvakarmani Bhasmathat Kurte Tha, and the Jnanagni, the fire of this knowledge, this Atma Jnan, will destroy all our past karma, all Sanchit and Agami karma, all will be destroyed. Bhasmathat Kurte Tha. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Nahi Jnane Na Sadrisham Pavitram Iha Vidyate. There is nothing better or greater purifier than this knowledge of the Self. Now you understand the benefit of this Jnana, knowledge of the Self, what it will do, what is the result, what will I get. Tat Swayam Yoga Sansiddha Kalin Atmani Bindhiti. How I will get it? Tat Swayam Yoga Sansiddhi. We have to purify ourselves by yoga, by karma yoga. We have to purify ourselves. Swayam. This is step number one. Then what will happen? Kalena Atmani Bindati. And after, when the mind is purified, there is some time gap depending on the number of vasanas. If you have got more vasana, it will take long time. If you have got less vasana, it will take less time. Then you will get the realization. What is that realization? Atmani in your own self. How you will get it? Effortlessly you will get. Bhagavan said, but you have to have three things, three qualifications. Sraddhavan labhate jnanam tatpara sanyate indriya. Sraddhavan, you must have sraddha. Sraddha in whom? In guru, in the teacher. Vedanta bhakyesu. Mahavakya of Vedanta. Tattvamasi. Pragyanam brahma. Aham Atma Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. These are all Mahavakya. You should have faith in the Mahavakya. The teacher will say, Tattvamasi, Jeev is Brahma. He will explain how Jeev is Brahma. Then you should have faith in scripture and the faith in Ishwar also. This is Shraddha. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. If you have got the Shraddha, you will get this knowledge. How long should I have the Shraddha? Till you reach the goal, you should have Shraddha. Then after that, Tatparaha, you should be devoted. Devoted means you should put in effort. Put in effort means what? Whatever said in the scripture, you do it. We all have got the Shraddha, but we lack in Tatparta. For last 7 years, we are hearing about the Karma Yoga. Have you started? We have our Shraddha in Bhagavad Gita. We have Shraddha in Bhagwan also. We have heard and understood the scripture also, science behind also, we have understood. Are we devoted? Are we doing it? Tatparta. Why Tatparta is not coming? Because our indriyas are not controlled. After this class, our indriyas will run to world. We don't have time to revise also. No sanyat indriya. So Bhagavan says, if you have got Shraddha, if you have got Tatparta, and if you have got sanyat indriya, mukti is guaranteed. Why mukti is not happening to us? We have got Shraddha. We don't have Tatparta. We are not following Shastra. And our indriyas are not controlled. Therefore, No mukti. Acha, okay, if I put in effort, I've got Shraddha and I'm putting an effort, will I get mukti? No. Unless senses are controlled, no mukti. All three are required. If three are there, jnanam labdha param santim achirena adhigacchati. If all three are there, achirena soon you will get what? Param santi will get. Who will not get this knowledge? Who will not get this Santi, this Param Santi? Agya. Agya means ignorant. Ignorant means what? They don't even get chance to listen to Bhagavad Gita or Shastra. They don't meet even Sant in their life. Why? Because they don't have Punya. Therefore, they can't meet even Sant. Unless you meet, Santa, you will not come to know about all these things. Agya, asraddhana, faithless. No faith in teacher, no faith in scripture, no faith in Bhagwan. Our children always say, they always question about Lord. Bhagwan hai? Where is Bhagwan? Show me. People have got the doubt. Kahan hai Bhagwan? Shraddha nahi hai. No shraddha. No faith in scripture, no faith in teacher. Fake gurus are also there, Gurudev, therefore they blast about the fake gurus. People go and they want a mystic touch only. You just touch me and I should be realized, that's all. It will never happen. Asradharan, sansayatna, sansayatna, doubting. Like a pendulum of watch, sometimes they have got a belief and after some time again disbelief. Belief, disbelief, belief, disbelief. So ignorant, faithless, and the doubting self, vinashyati, he goes to destruction. Why goes to destruction? You got a golden opportunity to realize in this human form. It is not easy to get this human form. Not easy. So if we miss this chance of realization, what will happen? A golden opportunity. Upanishad says you have committed suicide. Atmahatya you have done. Ishavas Upanishad says. You are committing suicide. Nayam loko asti na paro na sukham sansayatma. He don't get any sukh here in this loka. Why is not getting sukh here in this loka? Because sansayatma sometimes he believes and sometimes he doesn't believe. So there are only two things, either yoga or bhog. Yoga means either you are going to the satsang or bhog, you are going to the world. So sansayatma, what he does when he is in the bhog in the world, he is thinking about my friend is doing satsang and I am missing. So he is not able to enjoy his bhog. And when he comes to the yoga, sansayatma, then he is thinking, "Arey, my friends, they are enjoying picnic there. I am such a fool doing the satsang here." So neither he is enjoying satsang, nor he is enjoying bhog. So no sukh here. So what this person will get after leaving this body? In paralok also, he will not get anything. Na sukham na sansayatmana, such doubting person will not get sukh. So what we should do, so this is a summary of the entire chapter in sloka number 41. Summary of the entire chapter. Bhagwan is saying there are only three steps we have to do. Kitna sahaj kar diya, Bhagwan has made so simple for us, number 1, 2, 3. And we all understand. Problem is we all understand the steps. What are those steps?
Yoga sannyasta karmanam.
Yoga sannyasta karmanam.
Jnana sanchinna samshayam. Jnana sanchinna samshayam. Atmavantam na karmani. Atmavantam na karmani. Nibadhananti dhananjaya. Nibadhananti dhananjaya. Yoga sanyasta karmanam. Jnana sanchinna samshayam. Atmavantam na karmani. Nibadhananti dhananjaya.
Bhagavan says only three steps. What we have to do? Yoga sanyasta karmanam. Yoga sanyasta karmanam. One who has renounced the action by yoga. By yoga means by karma yoga. Karma yoga means what? Doing all actions for the happiness of Paramatma. Worshipping Paramatma by our action. That is karma yoga. Yoga sanyasta karmanam. We don't have to do any special action. Gita never anywhere it prescribes you do this thing, this thing, this thing. No. Gita is suggesting, Bhagwan is suggesting, you should worship me, Bhagwan. How? With your karma. With your karma you worship me. Either you are a doctor, engineer, accountant, a sweeper, or a cook, whatever you are doing, you do the same thing. Bhagavan never changes to change your profession. Only he says, at this point of time, you are worshipping your ego with your karma. Instead of worshipping your ego, you worship me with the same karma. Same karma. You don't have to change your karma. Jnana sanchina sansayam, and whose doubts are cleared by jnana, by the knowledge of the self. Where did he get the knowledge? Jnanina tattva darshina. He got the knowledge. Now there are no doubts. No doubts about jeev, jagat and Ishwar. And atmavanta poised himself. After these two steps, you will abide. You will be abiding in your own self. Na karmani nivagnanti dhananjaya. And the action do not bind him. Oh Dhananjaya. Oh Arjun. Arjun, we are all Arjun. If we follow these three steps, then whatever we do, then there is no formation of vasana. The action will not bind us. So yoga sannyasa karmana means doing all actions for the happiness of the Lord is karma sannyas. This is karma sannyas. And by this what we'll get? Yoga sansiddhi. Yoga sansiddhi, the word has come in slok number 38. We will get that siddhi, purification of mind we'll get. Jnana sanchin sansayam, whose all doubts about jeev jagat ishwars are removed by vivek, by knowledge. We have got a doubt. Atma hai ki nahi? Is Atma there or not? Nachiketa also had the same question. Some people used to say after death Atman also dies. Some people say no, Atman doesn't die. So what he did? He went to Yamaraj. Why Yamaraj? Because he knows. Why he knows? Because he takes away jiva from body. And he knows after that whether Atman is there or not. See? Nachiketa's intelligence. He went to Yamaraj. He didn't go to another guru. He wanted to know Atman hai ki nahi hai, batao, after death. So he went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj said, yes, it is there. Or we have got a doubt whether Jagat is real or not. In satsang we come to know Jagat is mithya. What is this? So when you study scriptures, you come to know Jagat is mithya, Brahman is satya. And who is this jiva? We have got a doubt about jiva, jagat and Ishwar. If we come to know tasmin drishte parabare, if we come to know that truth, that reality, then what will happen? Vidyate hridaya granthi chidyante sarva sansaya chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte parabare vidyate hridaya granthi. The knot of heart will be cut. This anarthakari parampara vidya kam karma, it will be cut by the knowledge. Khatam. No more rebirth. Chidyante sarva sansaya, all the doubts regarding jeev jagat Ishwar will be also over. Chiyante chasya karmani, already we have seen Jnanagni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurte tatha. By the Jnanagni, by the fire of the knowledge, all the karmas are burned, destroyed. Tasmin drishte parabare. This we have studied in Dhrigdesha Vivek, we have studied in Bhagavatam, same word, we have studied in two Upanishads also. It comes, same thing comes in Upanishad also. So all doubts end with the aparoksha anubhuti. If we experience that in our own self, it will end. So what is the sadhana? Sadhana is the practice 12 yajna as stated in slok number 25 to 30. Yes, there were 12 yajna Bhagavan suggested. We discuss in detail. Out of the 12 yajna, 9 were drabhya yajna, 3 were jnana yajna. And jnana yajna is superior to drabhya yajna. Why jnana is superior to drabhya yajna? By jnana you get imperishable Brahman. And with the drabhya yajna, you get only drabhya. Drabhya means perishable item. So what are those 12 yajna? Just for recapitulation, I will just give you the names. दैव यज्ञ, ब्रह्म यज्ञ, संयम यज्ञ, विषय ग्रहण यज्ञ, आत्म संयम योग यज्ञ, द्रव्य यज्ञ, तपह यज्ञ, योग यज्ञ, स्वाध्याय यज्ञ, ज्ञान यज्ञ, संसिद्धता यज्ञ, प्राणायाम यज्ञ, इंद्र प्राणायाम, वी हैव सीन 7 टाइप्स ऑफ यज्ञ. सो भगवान सेज दैट वी ऑल हैव टू डू दिस यज्ञ. व्हाट इज यज्ञ? यज्ञ मीन्स यू आर डूइंग ऑल थिंग्स फॉर द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड. इन द फायर रिचुअल व्हेन वी ऑफर एनी ऑब्लेशन वी से न इदम ममाय, ओ भगवान दिस इज फॉर यू नॉट फॉर मी. बट इन भगवद गीता भगवान इज सेइंग यू डू द सेम यज्ञ बाय योर कर्म. By your karma, you do the same thing. You do all your karma for my happiness. That's all. Then what will happen? Atmavantam na karmani ni vignanti jananjaya. Atmavantam, he will become poised in the self. He will become mukta. He will become realized. Because all actions are all burned. So what is the vision of jnani? Vision of jnani in chapter 4 we find karmani. Karmani akarmaya pasyet akarmani cha karmaya. Slok number 18. This is Pran slok of chapter 4. What it says? While you are acting in the world, see the akarta atma. And akarmani cha karma. If you are saying that I am not doing anything, there is a doership. I am not doing anything. The doership is there. See that. Then there should be a samyak darshan. Slok number 24, Brahmaarpanam Brahmahavi Brahmagno Brahmanautam Brahmai Vatena Gantabhyam. This is Samyak Darshan of a Jnani. He sees Brahman everywhere. In each and everything he is seeing Brahman. And essence of karma, vikarma and akarma is akarta jnan. That I am akarta. Therefore, hey Arjun, Arjuna, what we all we have to do? Purify mind by karma yoga. Step number one. You cannot jump steps. And there is no shortcut also. Because Bhagwan made Arjun do fight. Although he has killed everybody in the battlefield, 4 million people, the moment he blew his conch, their lives were all taken away. None of them will be able to go home. But still, Bhagwan said, oh Arjun, you are Nimitta. You have to kill all these people. I have already killed them. He sowed in the Vishwarupa also. Everybody is entering in his mouth. All dead. But we have to, you have to do it. He made Arjun to do Karma Yoga. For the Dharma Raksha, he has to fight. Then after that, get knowledge and then aparoksha anubhuti. After that, mind is purified. Get the knowledge, it will take instant, 1 minute, 1 second. Knowledge will happen. And after realization, you come to know that I am akarta. I am akarta. Not today I am akarta. Earlier also I was akarta because Atman or Brahman is always akarta. So therefore, whatever action I have done in the past, they are all burnt away, khatam. And then the agami karma, which I will be doing in the future, that also I know I am akarta. So that will also not bind me. But prarabdha has to be experienced. But in prarabdha, from the standpoint of jnani, he is not suffering. From the standpoint of the world sees jnani suffering. That is world's problem. But from jnani's standpoint, he is not suffering. His body is suffering. He knows he is not body. Gurudev says, this being a penultimate verse in the chapter, it is a beautiful summary of all the main secrets of life explained at length in it. Number one, when through the practice of karma yoga, we have learned to renounce our attachment to the fruit of action and yet to work in a perfect detachment. Number two, when every doubt in us regarding the goal of life has been completely removed in our own inner experiences, of the nobler and the diviner in us. As a result of the above two, the ego comes to rediscover itself to be nothing other than the Atman. Number three, then the individual ego comes to live poised in the self as the self, Atmavantaha. When such an individual works, his actions can never bind him. So if we act as a akarta, our actions will not bind us. It is only the egoistic activities motivated by our egocentric desires that leave gross impressions on our inner personality and thus painfully bind us to reap their reactions. It is all our kamya karma, selfish action, which leave impressions, not the karma yoga. If we do our all karma as karma yoga, no impressions will be there. Only the selfish action leave the impression, and those impressions are responsible for rebirth. Why rebirth? Because we have to experience whatever we have done, karma. Whatever karma we have done, we have to take birth. How many times? Innumerable times. Why? Because we don't know the karma done today, when it will fructify. It can fructify after 100 lives also. So we have to take birth 100 times. With a sense of detachment and in the right knowledge, as indicated in the above scheme, when an individual has completely destroyed his ego sense, his actions cannot bind him at all. No ego, no binding. As a dreamer, I might commit a murder in my dream and my dream wife, but when I awake from my dream, I shall not be punished for the crime that I seem to have committed in my dream, for the dreamer has also ended along with the dream. The dreamer committed the murder and deserved punishment, but in the waker, the dreamer is absent. Similarly, the egocentric actions can bind the throttle only the ego. So long the ego is there, we have to enjoy and suffer. But when the ego has become atmavanta, meaning poised in the self, just like the dreamer when he gets poised in the waker, the activities of ego can no more bind the self. The ego poised in the self is the experience of the real self. The dreamer poised in the waker is the waker. This being the wondrous result and the supreme profit of that true knowledge can give to the deluded, Krishna advises Arjun. Therefore, next.
Tasmat ajnana sambhutam, tasmat ajnana sambhutam, ritstam jnana sinatmanah, ritstam jnana sinatmanah. Chitvainam samshayam yogam, chitvainam samshayam yogam, atishtotishtha bharata, atishtotishtha bharata, tasmat ajnana sambhutam, ritstam jnanasinatmanah, chitvainam samshayam yogam, atishtotishtha bharata.
Tasmat, therefore, nigman, conclusion, after giving all the steps, explaining all the signs, now Bhagwan is saying, tasmat, therefore, bharat, he Arjun, hitastham, residing in the heart, what enam, this, what is residing there in the heart? Ajnana sambhutam, born out of ignorance. About what? About the atmanah, of the self. Sansayam, we have got a doubt. Atma hai ki nahi? This sansayam, doubt. What you should do? Jnanasina. Jnanasina means the sword of knowledge. Chitva, having cut. Then, yogam atishta uttishta bharata. Yogam, in this yoga, you atishta, take refuge. Take refuge in this yoga. Uttishta, get up, arise and do your duty. The way I have suggested you to do duty, you do in that way. How Lord has suggested to do duty? Karma yoga. So get up and do your duty as a karma yoga and take refuge in that. So tasmat, karma yoga is the means to remove the ignorance and doubt. Karma Yoga is the means to remove ignorance and doubt. When the mind becomes purified, we become fit for the knowledge of the Self. That knowledge of the Self will remove my ignorance of the Self, and all the doubts also will be dissolved. Ajnana Sambhutam, this ignorance and doubt is because of not doing vivek, because of not doing satsang, because of not doing studies of Shastra. Why this ignorance is there? Why are we not doing Karma Yoga? We don't know. We have not studied Bhagavad Gita. Therefore we are not doing. Hritastam, this ignorance, where is that ignorance and doubt? In the mind. It is not the pumping heart, Hriday, not the Hriday. It is in the mind. And we have all got the doubt about this Jagat and Ishwar. We all have got this doubt. Jnana Sinatma, remove ignorance and doubt by the sword of knowledge. Once ignorance is removed, you will be permanently united with Brahma. Always permanently happy. Uniting with the Brahman means becoming permanently happy and becoming permanently sorrowless. No sansar dukkha. Only sukha and sukha only. Permanent sukha. Chitva enam sansayam yogam atishta uttishta bharata. So what should be our mantra? Uttishta bharata. Arjun, get up and fight in the battlefield. Don't go and start fighting in your family. This knowledge was being given to Arjun in the battlefield because his duty was to fight. That's the righteous war. And he sat down and cried and no, I will not fight. I will not kill these people. Therefore, Bhagavan is saying, get up and fight. Kill them. But don't take literally. Our duty is not to fight and kill. Our duty to the family and the world at large, whatever profession we have taken, we have to do our duty. So, uttishta bharata, atishta yogam, get established in this karma yoga. Atishta, be established in the karma yoga. Don't do what you are doing now. Do your duty. Oh Arjun, you are from the Bharat Vansh, which always root for the righteousness. You are from that family. Bharat, Bha plus Rat, one who revels in the knowledge. Now you have got the whole roadmap, act accordingly and get the knowledge and come out of this sansar. So, name of the chapter is Jnana Karma Sannyas Yoga, actions given up in knowledge. So, Gurudev says, this can be achieved only by yoga. Only by yoga, only by karma yoga, only. No other method. Understand very clearly. Yoga. Not a strange mystical process secretly advised to a few by mysteriously rare groups of gurus to be practiced in the unknown dark caves of Himalayas, living altogether a frightful life of unnatural privation. So don't expect Guru will just touch you and you will get it. It will never happen. Somebody asked Gurudev, Thakur Ramakrishna touched Vivekananda and he became realized. Gurudev said, you first have the qualities of Vivekananda first. Then I will touch you. We don't have Shraddha, we don't have Tatparta, we don't have Sanyat Indra, and we want only to be touched. Knowledge should be transferred by touch. How it can be transferred? Impossible. You can try. Whatever knowledge you have got, we all are professional. Doctor, engineer, accountant, lawyer, whatever. Transfer your knowledge just by touch to your children. Transfer. See whether it is happening or not. It will never happen. In the Gita, the word yoga has been forever tamed and domesticated to be with all of us, serving us faithfully at all times in our life. By the term yoga in this stanza, Krishna means the 12 techniques which he has explained as the subjective yajna. I told you about the 12 yajna. I gave you the name also, all the yajna. We have to do that.
The chapter concludes with a spirited call to Arjun, arise, O Bharat. In the construct of the Gita, through a word may be rightly said to mean only a call to Arjun. It is a call to every seeker. We are all seekers. Especially to this country as a whole, to get up and act in the spirit of Yajna and thereby to gain more and more inner purity. When we do it in the spirit of Yajna, when we do it in Karma Yoga, mind will get more and more purified, more and more purified. So that through the true meditation, every one of us can come to experience and gain the supreme peace, which is the final fulfillment of evolution. You may have a question, if I don't do Karma Yoga, if I do Japa, Ganga Snan, Tirtha Brahman, will my mind not purify? Yes, it will purify. Can you do 24-hour Japa? Can you remain in the Ganges for 24 hours? Can you remain in Tirtha Brahman for 365 days? No. But you can do Karma Yoga 24 hours, 365 days. So which one is more fruitful? I am not criticizing Japa. Don't stop doing Japa. We all are not doing Karma Yoga. Whatever 5 minutes you are doing Japa, if you stop that also. So there is no chance of purification of mind at all. We have to compare. We have to understand which will give me more result in shortest time. In shortest time. Our life is limited. We have already maybe passed half of the life. We don't have much time. So therefore, which one gives me the quick result? Like instant coffee, instant tea. Instant result. We want instant. Karma Yoga will give you instant result. So the knowledge in chapter 4 is Karmani Akarma. Number 2, Samyak Darshan, Brahmarpan Brahmahavi. And third, the essence of Karma Akarma Vikarma is Akarta Atma. This is the knowledge given in chapter 4. Next we will enter into chapter 5. Puspika Vakya.
Om Tatsaditi Srimad Bhagavat Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yoga Nama Chaturtho Dhyayah.
Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Mrityunjay Mantra.